We are going to have a little chat now instead of our regular big piece of the morning. This is a different big piece. We're talking about a series that has been playing on television for a while, and we're going into a new season called Ageless Gardens. And I have David Hobson on the line. How are you this morning, David?
I'm good. I'd be better if it was raining.
Oh, you want it to rain? Yeah. Has it been dry where you are?
Very dry.
Okay. I think you're in the KW area, is that correct?
Yes, Waterloo.
Waterloo. Okay. So Waterloo needs more water.
Yes.
Okay. So talk to me about that. You are a notable Canadian gardener, and have you been in the KW area for a long time? You moved around? A long time.
I was born in England, but I've been here for over 50 years.
And you say that it's particularly dry there, so that's not making things easy for the gardens right now.
We should have had more April showers. Those May flowers are holding back a little bit.
A little bit, okay. Yeah, and I guess the cooler temperature will certainly make them last a little longer. So it's good that we haven't had too much warm weather, because they come up quick and they can be over pretty soon as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, especially the tulips. They're just starting to come now. So if it stays cool, it's good. And if it warms up well, it's the vagaries of nature.
Yeah, okay. So tell me about the episode that you're in. Ageless Gardens is the name of the series. The new season is starting up this month. And I believe that you're in, I think, episode number 3, which is airing up on the May long weekend, I think.
Yeah, on the 19th, I believe, yes. Oh, it's quite an experience. I don't know who suggested my garden. I have some ideas, but Phil McCroom came around. Well, one person, actually, from Vision TV came around in early summer of 23, and then in fall, and he came back in winter of last year. So finally, it's made to the screen. So I'm kind of excited to see it.
Yeah. You must have quite the garden.
No, well, I like it. People seem to like it, but it's only a small suburban garden. It's not a huge estate by any means.
But it must be quite special, though, if somebody suggested it. So what is it? Can you describe to me maybe what it looks like, or what it's, you know, sort of how it's structured?
Yes, I grow a lot of plants, an awful lot. I'm a sucker for anything new, and the bones of the garden are, I think, are reasonably well done. I have a nice patio, and I grow a lot of plants in containers, too, sometimes as many as 100 containers for the year. And I don't know how I squeeze them in, but I have a tiny little bit of a lawn and even a small vegetable garden, which I don't think features in the Ageless Garden episode.
Okay. Yeah. And the idea behind Ageless Gardens is, as you know, from what I've read and peeked around, it is that gardening is good for, it's healthy for the way that we age. It's good for us, good for the soul.
Oh, yes. There's been so many studies showing the health benefits of gardening, stress reducing, the physical activity, and there's the Japanese, I can't give you the Japanese word for it, but it's called forest bathing, which is a little bit, if you're in the garden, you're bathing in the garden, and it enhances all those benefits.
Well, I sure like...
Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I sure like to spend time in my garden, so I you know, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah. I think if I had never spent time in the garden, I might be a very stressful person. I don't know. I've spent so much time. I've spent about 30 hours in the garden already this year.
Okay. Yeah, so that was one of my questions. On a weekly basis, of course, things are just getting going now, but once they really start to go, you know, how many hours a week do you think you spend there? How many hours a day, maybe?
Oh, I'm keeping it down the daily hours now. I'm a little bit older, but a couple of hours each day. It will be really busy this month. But during summer, people say, boy, that must be a lot of work. But really, in summertime, I'm just pottering about, watering a plant, snipping some dead flowers off, and that's about all I do.
Yeah, so
and then
May's it
starts
the busy
all
month.
Over in fall.
Yeah, fair enough. Then you got to put everything, trim it down, get it all put to bed again.
Yeah.
Well, I also know here that you have a gardening column for a couple of newspapers, the KW Record, and I think the Speck in Hamilton also. picked it up as well?
Yeah, I've been writing for, well, this is my 25th year. I'm happy I've lasted that long. When I started, they said, oh, 10 years is good for a columnist.
Yeah.
So here I am.
I'm 25. Good for you.
Yes. And I've written mostly about plants, but about my garden. It's called In the Garden, and sometimes it's just what I happen to be doing in the garden.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm so looking forward to the episode. Again, it's on May the 19th. The series is called Ageless Gardens. It's on both Vision TV and One TV. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you got going there in your little suburban garden. I think it must be pretty darn special.
I like it. And that's enough for me.
I agree. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today. I've lined up a special song to go to. It's called Nights in the Garden of Spain.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you have a great day, David.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye.